Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
I think this show is going to offer us the most epic greenscapes, landscape, and design sound of the week that we have ever had to offer for any of our listeners. That's going to come up. We might do it this segment. If not, we'll definitely hit it next segment.
It's a classic. If you watch SportsCenter this week, it's out there.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your... we might take your calls today, depending. I'm not in a really good mood.
Yeah, I mean, you made another terrible prediction on the Super Bowl, but your 2018 resolution was to be right less, and buddy, you're on top of it so far. You are on track because you haven't been right at all. Let's see. Georgia, you picked Georgia to win 38-10, which we were all wrong on that one. Okay, you picked the Eagles to lose to the Falcons. Okay, I mean, you got Super Bowl wrong. You got a bunch of playoff games wrong, dude. All you have been in 2018 is wrong. That's it. So you are living up to your resolution. From here on out, here's what we need to do. We need to try to be a little bit right sometimes. You with me? Can you feel me?
I'm right most of the time.
Well, we're on a, like baseball season's on the horizon, you're in a slump then. You got to have a slump breaker. You got to get something right here soon on the sports prediction side to break out of the slump you're in. Because quite frankly, you've been in this slump ever since I joined the show last May, full time. You've been in a 9-month slump, man, when it comes to predictions. So I've hijacked. I've got us off track here. But I'm sitting here and you've got this look on your face. Wow. Kip's right again. But I've grown accustomed to that because I seem to be always right on the show when it comes to predictions for the most part. Yeah, I'm wrong a few times, but my batting average is a lot higher than yours. Probably about a lot higher.
I'm a home run hitter.
No. You've been swinging for the fences for 9 months and you've been whiffing a lot. So
you'll live with my 130 strikeouts for my 50 bombs.
We'll keep working with you, and I'll keep trying to educate you on the prediction side of sports. But we'll get to it. My work's cut out for me, Radio Land.
You can stream any of this show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jessup Furniture, and Nat's Landing.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
This is the number one rated sports show in all of Southeast Georgia.
With probably, I would hate to see the prediction ratings from all the other shows compared to yours. I feel like I'm carrying the load on the prediction side here. Let's revisit last week, okay? We were on this show and you were talking about the New England Patriots.
It's funny because the first segment there says local signing day.
Okay, well, we'll get to local signing day, but we just finished the Super Bowl.
This is what I deal with every. We plan the show out, and it doesn't matter.
We're gonna get the
it
signing.
It never
day.
Matters what we plan.
We're gonna get the sign. But you picked the New England Patriots to beat the Philadelphia Eagles with that same prediction, 38-10. That's your classic prediction, dude. I've been waiting all week. I had a work conference. I was out for a couple of days. But I kept telling my girlfriend, I kept telling my friends, I cannot wait to get on this show Saturday so we can talk about this outlandish Super Bowl prediction. The dynasty is over for the Patriots, by the way. It's over.
This is over. This is just a hiccup.
It's over.
This is just a hiccup for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
It's over.
And the empire they represent. That's how the New England Patriots make me feel.
The empire crumbled last Sunday. It crumbled. It's over. I mean, it's over. Gronk's going to retire probably because of who hit him? Barry Church sent him into retirement. Jacksonville Jaguar. Tom Brady will be 41. He looked 41 at times, you know, in the past season, but he lit it up in the Super Bowl. Got to give him credit on that. But 41-year-old, he's not going to continue to play at a high level.
The Super Bowl segment is segment two.
We moved it to segment one because we have to get these things out on the table, Jason. These predictions. Our fans, our audience turns into this show every Saturday. They look for us to be, you know, right sometimes on these predictions. And every week I get hammered out in the community. What in the heck was Jason Bishop on the air talking about picking these predictions? Are you kidding me? You got to do something about him on Saturday morning. So I'm just trying to be the voice of accountability here.
Boy, are we in trouble.
It's going to be a good
when
show today.
When Kit Branch steps up to be the voice of accountability.
We can't. 38 to 10 predictions.
Boy, are we in trouble.
Georgia, 38. Alabama, 10. I mean, Clemson, 38. Alabama, 10.
So, are we going to do another Super Bowl set, or does this count as the Super Bowl segment? That's what I want to know.
This counts as the Super Bowl segment. The Eagles outcoached the Patriots and got the played one down more of defense, and that was it. Offensive Super Bowl. If you liked offense, this was your Super Bowl to watch because both teams lit it up. Defenses stayed at the hotel. Eagles made a play or two more on defense. That's the difference of the football game.
Yeah, if you took the over on the over under,
killing.
Oh man. Easy money.
And I was reading all these stories about the sports books. They took a beating last week with this Patriots loss because it seemed like everybody was loading up on the Patriots.
Well, I mean, why would you not? It's the New England.
You know, it's obvious, Jason, that you've never watched the Rocky movies. Where were the Rocky movies filmed? Where did Rocky Balboa live?
Is that the
live?
Squirrel?
Where did Rocky Balboa live, the champ?
Oh.
Where did he live?
Sylvester, I have watched.
Sylvester, where did he live?
See, my first thought when you said Rocky was the Rock.
Philadelphia, baby.
And then I went to the squirrel from Rocky and Bullwinkle, so the actual Rocky was third in my picking.
Eagles are world champions. Rocky Balboa, nobody gave him a shot. And the Eagles rose up.
We're going to talk to you.
Falcons should have rose up the year before, but the Eagles fly, Eagles fly.
We're going to talk to you about underdogs next segment.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here. Don't screw this up. Don't know where to start? Get over to the Flower Basket, 2440 Parkwood Drive, across from the hospital. Let the Flower Basket crew make sure her Valentine's Day is amazing. Beautiful red roses by the dozen or in a variety of colors and mixed flower arrangements too. They have plenty of unique Valentine's Day specials, including the My Heart's Gem Vase embossed with a crystal heart. So this Valentine's Day, get it right. The Flower Basket, 912-265-5990 and online at brunswickflowerbasket.net.
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's, all the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas, 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and we're fixing to go into the weekend review, and let's just hope there's no 38 to 10 predictions in it this week. Jeez.
And here we go. Nick Foles is the best quarterback in the NFL. The Giants are going to retire Barry Bonds' number. Who cares if he cheated? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And Bonds tried a lot. On the next episode of The Young and the Restless and the Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron finds out Kevin Love is not happy.
I love
Josh McDaniels, the result of you following Bill Belichick is that Tom Brady won't still be there. There is nothing I am looking forward to more than Terrell Owens' Hall of Fame speech. Get your popcorn ready. Jimmy Garoppolo is the best quarterback in the NFL. His salary proves it. The biggest move made on the NBA trade deadline day, the Texas Rangers traded the rights to Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson to the New York Yankees. Dwayne Wade traded the same direction as his game had gone.
South. That's good.
Signing day. After 15 years of trying to finish the drill, Georgia finally did it. Number one class in the country. DeAndre Bembry has quit the Atlanta Hawks and signed a deal with NASCAR. And these are my thoughts.
So now you're on board with Kirby.
Georgia had the number one signing class in the country, coming off of a national championship game and appearance, coming off of a Rose Bowl championship, coming off of an SEC championship. It's been a good few months.
No more. So there will be no more wisecracks about 4th-and-1 against Vandy in 2016. You're firmly in the Kirby court now.
I can't guarantee that I'm not going to talk about 4th-and-1 to Isaiah.
He won't even finish the drill. Yeah.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
You see what I did?
Yeah, I saw the play on words there.
Yeah.
Now we're attacking the day when it comes to recruiting.
Hmm. This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, New Era Pools, and Brogan's.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, and screen enclosures. You name it, New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best. And that's what I've been trying to get you to do. We need to take this New Era Pool and Spas mentality when it comes to predictions for you, football predictions, it's sports predictions in general. Expect no less than the best. We got to pick it up.
We did a whole first segment. Are you still not done?
We just got to pick it up, man. Our listeners
hijacked the whole first segment.
Our listeners expect
that.
More out of us. Like the New Era Pools and Spas. That's my new mentality for you. Expect no less than the best, man. We got to do better.
You've seen the ratings, right?
Yeah, the ratings are fine, but they're going to start dipping if we can't get predictions right on this show.
There are a whole bunch of kids that signed letters of intent here locally. I've been trying to talk about that for two segments.
Let's get to it.
You won't let me.
Let's get to it.
Over at Glen Academy, Kane Cruz signs with Lenore Ryan, Hunter Hall at West Georgia, Sean Bravo, Eastern Arizona, Marvin Dallas at Georgia Military College, and Cameron McClellan at the Florida Institute of Technology.
That senior class at Glen Academy was special. They won 41 football games. Kane Cruz is a good running back. Hunter Hall did not have that many football offers, Jason. But West Georgia really wanted him from day one, and he's going to go there, and he is going to have a fantastic career for the West Georgia Wolves.
West Georgia not only got Hunter Hall at linebacker, they also got Cam Futch.
That's going to be the middle of that defense for the next 4 years.
That's nasty. MCA, Michael Campbell committed to Mercer. So Brunswick High had 13 commitments.
That's the largest signing class ever for Brunswick High School.
We're going to run through these really quick. Stay with me. Okay. Jalen Jackson's going to Georgia Tech. Aubrey Williams is going to Navy. Sherrod Frazier is going to Marshall. The aforementioned Cam Futch to West Georgia, DJ Whitfield to Valdosta State, Alonzo Brown to the University of Virginia at Wise, Jamarius Stevens at Hawking, Rudy Nixon, ASA Miami, Tevin Small, Valdosta State, Ty Henson, Valdosta State, John Kano at Reinhardt, Malik Austin at the Highlands, and George Mincy, Valdosta State.
Valdosta State loaded up with some good football players, some kids that are going to come in and be good program kids and contribute. So that was a nice haul from Brunswick High for Valdosta State. Did I mention Coach Pender is a Valdosta State alumni? Yeah, he is.
You didn't, but you just did.
Jalen Jackson at Georgia Tech, going to have a fantastic career. Aubrey Williams, United States Naval Academy. Do I need to say anything else on top of that? That speaks volumes, Jason. And Sherrod Frazier, when he gets to Marshall and they see him run, he's going to be a good player. He's just got to get rid of these little nagging type injuries. And I think full time in a nutrition and strength and conditioning program is going to fix that for him.
I think there are several players that you should keep an eye on out of this class. And I'm not talking about just playing at the collegiate level. I think there are some players that if they have some things go right for them, we could be watching them on Sunday. I think Marvin Dallas is one of those.
I think he's long and he's got the physical attributes to play at the next level.
Hunter Hall is another one. He's got to have some folks, some scouts believe in him because he's a little undersized, but he can play.
He can play. Got a mean streak. You can't coach that. That's just it comes. You have that drive internally.
Sherrod Frazier is another one to keep an eye on.
Like I said, the nagging injuries. He's just got to stay healthy for a whole football season and just let the talent just flow because he's got it.
And I think the most talented one of the group is probably the one that flies under the radar the most, and that's Jalen Jackson. He's got NFL written all over him.
outside of Darius Slay at Brunswick High, I don't think, and I follow Brunswick High, I follow Brunswick High football like a religion, don't get me wrong. Outside of Darius Slay, I don't know of a better athlete to come through Brunswick High in recent history than Jalen Jackson.
So this is, again, we said this was supposed to be our Super Bowl segment. It's not. The first segment ended up being the Super Bowl segment because Kip just decided that's what he was going to do and didn't run it by anybody, just said. So I was going to play the sound of the week now because it's Jason Kelce's rant.
Go ahead, because you...
And it would have fit perfectly in
if
Kip had just decided, yeah, we'll stick to the script, but that's...
It was directed directly at you because what he talks about is the mentality you had when you made that Super Bowl prediction. So hit the sound of the week.
Jason Peterson sold. He was too old. Didn't have it anymore. Before he got hurt, he was the best freaking tackle in the NFL. McVay was told he didn't have it. Stephen Wisniewski ain't good enough. Jason Kelce's too small. Lane Johnson can't lay off the juice. Brandon Brooks has anxiety. Carson Wentz didn't go to a Division I school. Nick Foles don't got it. Corey Clement's too slow. Garrett Blunt ain't got it anymore. Jay and John can't stay healthy. Torrey Smith can't catch. Nelson Aguilar can't catch. Zach Ertz can't block. Brent Celek's too old. Brandon Graham was drafted too high.
What?
Vinny Curry ain't got it.
What?
Bo Allen can't fit the scheme. Michael Thomas can't fit the scheme. Nigel Bradham can't catch. Jalen Mills can't cover.
Jason Patrick Bishop Robinson takes you to cover. Lose 38-10. What?
It's the whole team.
It's the whole team.
And that's the mentality. You.
It's the whole team.
That was the driving force behind that just ridiculous Super Bowl prediction that you made last week.
That was our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. We will take your calls on the Pristine Water landline. Go ahead, Kip. I stepped on your toes.
Man,
I figured you were going to say something dumb.
Did you just drink Patriot Kool-Aid all last week, man? Were you intoxicated on the Patriot Kool-Aid? Go ahead and play the Star Wars thing again about the Empire, whatever it is. You've been playing on this show about the Patriots. Go ahead and play it one more time. There you go. The dynasty's over. It's over. You could see it on the face. You could see it on Belichick's face. You could see it on Tom Brady's face last week. It's over. Brady threw for 9 million yards in the Super Bowl, and they lost. And they didn't even punt. The Patriots didn't even punt last Sunday, and they lost. All because these sports people like Jason Bishop, 38-10, Patriots.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality.
Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Corks Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sths.org/summit. A ton of local signings for Brunswick, Sherrod Frazier, Marshall, Cam Futch, West Georgia, Aubrey Williams, Navy, Alonzo Brown, University of Virginia at Wise, Jalen Jackson, Georgia Tech, Jamarius Stephen Hawking, Rudy Nixon, ASA Miami, John Kano, Reinhardt, Malik Austin, Highlands, Tevin Small, DJ Whitfield, Ty Henson, George Mincy, all of Valdosta State. For Glenn, Sean Bravo, Eastern Arizona, Kane Cruz, Lenore Ryan, Marvin Dallas, Georgia Military College, Hunter Hall, West Georgia, Cameron McClellan, Florida Tech, and for MCA, Michael Campbell to Mercer. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
For all the cutting up that we've done on this show, this is a little bit more of a more serious topic, kind of. We've been following this Terrell Toomer story over in MCA as he was released from his coaching duties, or his contract wasn't renewed, rather. And so, of course, when you release a coach, you got to start looking for a coach. And Kip broke some news last week that there was a state championship coach that was interested in the job, may have applied for the job, and we have some more breaking news from the rumor mill that this thing just keeps getting better and better.
I've heard from at least four different sources, Jason.
Wait. We got to hit the
sources across the landscape that former Brunswick High coach Larry Harreland applied for the job in McIntosh County.
In case you couldn't hear Kip because the news bed was playing, what we have heard is that state championship coach that's probably going to be... Yeah, Kip, just go ahead and drink something live on the air. That's fine. Kip Branch does what he wants. We've heard that that state championship coach is not going to get the job, and instead... The person that MCA is most seriously considering, according to this rumor mill, is none other than former Brunswick High coach
Larry Harreland. I don't know if he's the front runner, but there is some interest in Coach Harreland in Darien. Rick Tomberlin, former Washington County and Lowndes coach, has been rumored to apply for the job. And, you know, the thing about McIntosh County Academy, and I don't want to ruffle any feathers, their quarterback, returning quarterback, just transferred to Frederica Academy. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. So Denver Anthony is over now at Frederica.
Yep, so they don't have a quarterback coming back.
Frederica has a quarterback logjam.
Yes, they do, which is going to spell trouble for GISA if they plug this kid at quarterback and put those two cats they got at receiver and running back. Ooh, going to be dangerous over there at Frederica Academy next year.
And don't forget, the Brunson kid was out with a back injury all of last year. He'll be back too.
And Frederica's going to be reclassified because they don't have a large student body, so they're going to go down a classification. And that is trouble for GISA.
Back to MCA.
It's a mess up there. You got to have some continuity up there. You just, whoever gets this job in McIntosh County, you have to give him a chance to succeed. You have to put your pride, you have to just suck up your pride from everything that we've gathered. And again, this is coming from multiple sources, independent people that's up there and, you know, that share things. The reason Terrell Toomer was let go is because the principal didn't like him. That is from everything that I've heard and had people tell me. That is the primary reason that Terrell Toomer is not back as the McIntosh County Academy coach.
I've got some news on that, too. I don't think that that's actually factual.
Well, that's out there.
I got a story from a source over there that basically said that Terrell Toomer was in good graces with the principal. The principal felt like he had done a pretty good job under the dire circumstances. No intention of not letting him come back until there was an altercation in the hallway where Toomer became belligerent toward the principal. And at that point, the principal said, again, this is just rumor stuff.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. But I've got it on a pretty good source, multiple sources, actually.
That there was an altercation.
There was an altercation between the principal in public, in front of the students and the faculty, and that's when the principal said, I'm not renewing your contract.
Okay. So, I guess it is what it is, if that's what happened.
If Larry Harold gets that job, whether your opinion of him is positive or negative, here are the facts, because that's what we're here to deal with.
Right.
Here are the facts. Larry Harold at a 6A Brunswick High had a losing record with multiple Division I kids on that roster. Larry Harold, in the previous 3 years before he came to Brunswick High, in his third year of the job at Macon County, won a region championship in the same region as Lamar County, and they beat Lamar that year. That was a double A school when Larry Harold was there. So the facts are, at double A, Larry Harold did a good job in 3 years at Macon County, won a region championship. At 6A in 2 years at Brunswick High, he didn't do a good job. At least the record says he didn't.
The one loss record was not up to par, and that was the reason that he was primarily let go. But I know Larry Harrell. Larry Harrell's a good man, okay? He's a stand-up guy. Things just didn't go his way when he was the head coach at Brunswick High, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't get another opportunity to make that right at another program. So I consider Coach Harrell a friend, but he goes back to Macon, takes a job at Central Macon this year, and didn't have a very good season there, but he has a track record. He's kind of laid the foundation at Macon County for what you're seeing now.
Yep.
And he just came to Brunswick, and it just didn't work out. Sometimes things just don't work out, and that's what happened. So, he's paid his dues long enough in the coaching circles to get another opportunity to apply what he's learned from coaching here in a higher classification to see if it can work in McIntosh, if he gets that, if in fact he's applied and is considered for that job.
Right, because these things we're telling you on sources.
Yeah. So, Coach Harold, if he gets an opportunity, he's going to have athletes at McIntosh County. Whoever gets that job is going to have athletes. What the power structure in McIntosh County has to do is they have to give whoever they bring in an opportunity to win. And you can't do that when you're constantly walking on eggshells.
This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Big City Cleaners. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can stream any of the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're also on Facebook Live. We'll take your calls via the Pristine Water landline.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simon's office located in the Sea Palms Resort, or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kevs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kevs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kevs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kevs on Facebook.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
We told you about the local signing day stuff. There's also a national signing day. And as I mentioned in my weekend review, Georgia finished the drill.
They finished the drill.
Number one signing class in the country. And they had a good signing day, pulling in, I guess, really a huge get. Five-star cornerback. We'll get his name in a minute.
Kid from Plantation High School down in Florida. What's his name? Oh, you would ask me that. Tyson Campbell, I think, was his name. But he's a good player, ranked number two in the country at his position. And he's expected to come to Georgia and possibly compete for a starting slot.
Born in Fort Lauderdale, you're right, Kid. Tyson Campbell is his name, according to the producer. And so that's a huge get in the Georgia defensive secondary. Remember, Georgia lost a national championship because they had two defensive backs not do what they were supposed to do. Just saying.
Just made a mistake. So now, wow. Just made a mistake. Too deep coverage. Safety doesn't get over. And this recruiting class for Kirby Smart. Currently, Georgia is the number one rated class for 2019 so far right now, too.
Every SEC school was in the top 50 in the recruiting classes. The lowest rated school in the recruiting classes in the SEC, the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Which explains why they just fired a head coach. They have no talent. It's going to take some time at Arkansas to turn this thing around, and you can't turn things around in Fayetteville by signing the number 49th ranked recruiting class in the country.
I just want that to process with you. Arkansas had a worse recruiting class than Vanderbilt and Kentucky.
In football. And Missouri.
And Missouri. Just process that a moment.
Process that. In a state where they've got some football tradition, and historically the Razorbacks have recruited Texas well. They have the 49th ranked recruiting class in the country. Dan Mullen came in Florida first year. He comes in December. He gets the Gators in the top 15 in recruiting.
Gators have the 14th rated class.
Ahead of LSU. How is LSU coming in? Let's face it, folks. Top 50, you can say what you want to if that's impressive, but in the SEC and the Power 5 conferences, if you cannot put together a top 10, top 15, top 10 recruiting class by SEC standards, you've had an off year in recruiting. LSU at number 15 in the country, a state full of high school football talent, per capita, probably maybe the best in the country based on the population and the amount of players that they put out.
That's kind of a stretch.
No. You look at the data, the athletes that Louisiana puts out.
Texas.
Based upon
Florida.
Their population.
California,
so you're not listening.
Ohio.
You're not listening. Georgia. Those are the hotbeds. Those are the five hotbeds. But when you look at a state like Louisiana that has maybe a couple of million people in the state, the blue chip prospects that the state produces is very, very high, a high percentage. I'm not saying that they're the best. I'm saying they were just based on their population. States like South Carolina with low populations, Louisiana, they produce more than their share of high school football talent.
I didn't know what per capita meant. I just Googled it.
So that's a lot of talent comes out of those two states.
If I had known what per capita meant,
I might have just
rolled with that.
Yeah.
But I had to Google it on my phone.
And they turn out a high percentage of blue chip prospects.
This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Brunswick Mower.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's Island, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their new extended oyster selection from all over the world, Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. And also don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. I'll be there. That's my favorite watering hole on St. Simon's Island, by the way, Jason. 228 Redfern Village.
You've told me that.
912-634-6228. Catch 228. Great place to go. George might be the best bartender in Glenn County.
I know George.
George is top notch.
So here's how the recruiting class has shaked out. Number one is Georgia. Number two is Ohio State. Three is Texas. Four is USC. Five is Penn State. Six, Clemson. Seven is Alabama.
Alabama's had a number one recruiting class since 2010, and Georgia unseats them this year.
Eight is Miami, nine is Oklahoma, 10 Notre Dame. That's your top 10.
Mark Richt finishing the drill at Miami, the U with a top 10 recruiting class.
Then we go Florida State, Auburn, Washington, Florida at 14, LSU at 15, Oregon, Texas A&M at 17, UCLA, South Carolina at 19, Tennessee at 20, 21 Michigan, 22 Nebraska.
See, you look at those rankings. Schools like LSU and Auburn and Florida State have to finish higher than what they have finished. There's no reason for them schools not to have top 10 recruiting classes every year.
23 is North Carolina, 24 Virginia Tech, 25 TCU, 26 NC State, Mississippi State at 27, another SEC school outside the top 25. Maryland, Louisville, Baylor, Ole Miss at 31. Michigan State, Oklahoma State, Utah at 34.
Michigan State, all the mess. Michigan State's you're talking about a true dumpster fire. Michigan State's one right now.
West Virginia at 35, Arizona State, Minnesota, Kentucky at 38, Stanford, Iowa, Missouri at 41, Vanderbilt at 42, Cal, Wisconsin, Washington State, Pitt at 46.
Vanderbilt had a better recruiting class than Wisconsin.
Cincinnati, at 47. Indiana, Arkansas at 49, the lowest ranked SEC school. And to round out the top 50, Purdue.
Arkansas, that's a head scratcher right there. You think Arkansas could finish in the top half of the SEC in recruiting?
Especially with a new coach.
With a new coach.
Yep.
And you look at Dan Mullen, who comes in at Florida, and Florida was in the 30s before he got there, and he got them almost into the top 10, or just outside the top 10 at 14. So he turned it around there. And Coach O at LSU, you got to recruit better than that, Coach.
The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here. Don't screw this up. Don't know where to start? Get over to the Flower Basket, 2440 Parkwood Drive, across from the hospital. Let the Flower Basket crew make sure her Valentine's Day is amazing. Beautiful red roses by the dozen or in a variety of colors and mixed flower arrangements too. They have plenty of unique Valentine's Day specials, including the My Heart's Gem Vase embossed with a crystal heart. So this Valentine's Day, get it right. The Flower Basket, 912-265-5990 and online at brunswickflowerbasket.net.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N tuckerattty.com.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. A ton of local signings for Brunswick, Sherrod Frazier, Marshall, Cam Futch, West Georgia, Aubrey Williams, Navy, Alonzo Brown, University of Virginia at Wise, Jalen Jackson, Georgia Tech, Jamarius Stephen Hawking, Rudy Nixon, ASA Miami, John Kano, Reinhardt, Malik Austin, Highlands, Tevin Small, DJ Whitfield, Ty Henson, George Mincy, all about Austin State. For Glenn, Sean Bravo, Eastern Arizona, Kane Cruz, Lenore Ryan, Marvin Dallas, Georgia Military College, Hunter Hall, West Georgia, Cameron McClellan, Florida Tech, and for MCA, Michael Campbell to Mercer. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
Jay Bish, you hear that?
We're already in the last segment. Yeah, I heard the Jay Bish.
That always comes up for the last segment. Our producer plugs it in. He kind of leaves the audience, leaves the radio audience with the Jay Bish reference for another week.
I guess I will add, or have the producer add to the sound bites, the Rocky theme. Because I do, like, I'm in love. I'm in love with this Patriot theme. Reminds me of me.
Yeah, Patriots are done. You can stick a fork in them. They're over. Dynasty's over. Josh McDaniels turned down the the Indianapolis Colts job. Why? Is Andrew Luck not healthy? Why did he turn that job down?
I think he turned the job down because they told him that he was going to be the next head coach of the Patriots when Bill Belichick decided to leave. The problem is that Tom Brady's not going to be there when Belichick leaves.
And they traded Jimmy G off to the 49ers.
Who's now the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
He's won 7 games.
The highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Do you believe all that stuff behind the scenes with the Patriots where they said that they wanted Jimmy G out of there?
Let me tell you something. It's one of my favorite sayings in the world. If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah.
I understand. Why would you Tom Brady's going to be 41. Why would you trade Jimmy Garoppolo? I don't get it.
It's a good quarterback draft if they're going to get another quarterback in the draft. This segment brought to you by Pristine Water, Coconut Kev's, The Flower Basket, and Brunswick Country Club.
Guys, listen. If you haven't done anything else during this broadcast, listen to this. Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here. Don't screw this up. Don't know where to start? Get over to the Flower Basket, 2440 Parkwood Drive across from the hospital. Let the Flower Basket crew make sure her Valentine's Day is amazing. Beautiful red roses by the dozen, or in a variety of colors and mixed flower arrangements, too. They have plenty of unique Valentine's Day gifts, including the My Heart's Gem vase embossed with a crystal heart. So this Valentine's Day, get it right, guys. Listen, please. Get it right. The Flower Basket, 912-265-5990, and online at brunswickflowerbasket.net.
I'm going to tell you the truth. There are four days to Valentine's Day. If you haven't already gotten your stuff together, you're probably not going to have a girlfriend come post-Valentine's Day anyway.
I gave my girlfriend her Valentine's gifts yesterday. I'm ahead of the curve, man. Look at you. See, our audience expects us to be ahead of the curve. Well, that gets back to being prepared to make sports predictions every week on this show. Being prepared to make sports predictions. You had a bad year. But you'll get an opportunity to redeem yourself in 2018. You're going to get an opportunity to right your wrongs, Jason.
As I recall, I've had a pretty good year.
You have had an awful year as it relates to football predictions. So far in 2018, you are batting below the Mendoza line.
I predicted Alabama over Clemson.
Okay. Here we go.
I predicted Georgia over Oklahoma.
You did. You got that one right.
I predicted. Well, I got that one right.
You got that one right. But you said 38-10. If you remember, if you play back the tape, which I'm sure our producer's just waiting for a rainy day to do that, I said it was going to be a shootout. With Georgia winning, of course.
Oh, I thought of another one I got right. I picked Jacksonville over Pittsburgh. Nailed that one.
Yeah, you got that right.
Mm-hmm. I can do this all day.
You missed that show when the whole crew picked Pittsburgh to win that game. We all got that one wrong. We had Coach Pender in the studio. We had Scott Spence in the studio. We had myself. And we had our producer all picked the Steelers, including you.
No.
Yeah, you weren't here today, but you were picking the Steelers to win.
I took the Jags.
Okay. Pick the Falcons to beat the Eagles. I know that. I told you that wasn't going to happen. We had a debate over that on this show. Well, that's fine.
I'm trying to remember if I took the Eagles in that game. I think I did.
Yeah, I think you did. Hindsight's always 20/20, but the facts are... If we dig out the tapes, you remember, I don't know if you told, I'm a little older than you, but in history class, we talked about Watergate when President Nixon did all these recordings and tapes that he would not make public and ended up bringing his administration down. And then the tapes got released. One day the tapes are going to be released, Jason, and we're going to see all these outlandish predictions that you have made and have been totally wrong about. But... don't want to embarrass you because you're like clay, man. We got to mold you. I have to come in here and mold you every week. I got to build you. I got to, you know, got to build you into the football predicting machine that we need you to be on this show for us to continue to be successful.
I got the Jaguars right.
Duval!
I nailed that.
Yeah, you nailed that. We just got to continue. You're like a jar of clay right now. I'm molding you. We're going to mold you,
brother.
Yeah, we're going to work on you. We got work to do. A lot of work to do, but I'm not shying away from the challenge.
This is supposed to be an open segment where basically we're recapping our show. But yet, once again,
here's a recap. You ready?
Hijacks the segment. Just does what he wants.
Here's a quick recap.
That contract negotiation must have been really favorable for you.
Come in. They tell me I can bring a drink right here, live on Facebook Live. I can drink while we're doing the broadcast. They even put me a new chair here to sit down on today. They said that we'll make the host stand up, but we're gonna put you a seat in the studio. So I said, okay. See, when you work, when you're willing to sit down and express things with management, things tend to work out your way a little bit. You got to be constructive. And you don't make demands. You make suggestions. And people feel empowered, and then they come through for you. That's what I'm going to do to you as it relates to predictions next year. I'm going to make you feel empowered on this broadcast and make your opinion matter. Then maybe your accuracy will pick up as it relates to predictions.
Every Saturday, I still come to this, and I don't know why.
I mean, we are the highest rated sports talk show in Southeast Georgia.
And we're supposed to be recapping our show right now.
Instead, here's the recap. The Patriots lost the Super Bowl. The dynasty's over. Okay. A lot of local kids signed football scholarships, real proud. Based upon the list, 17 or 18 kids signed from Glynn County. And that's
this great. Has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's, all the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas, 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.